News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica must seek to leverage its growing relations with China by increasing exports to that country. Addressing the official opening ceremony for the Marcus Garvey Drive expansion project Thursday, Mr. Holness said the relationship with China is in keeping with Jamaica's growth strategy.
Jamaica must be smart about its engagement. So if it is that we're going to be buying Chinese goods, which means that Chinese ships are going to come here full, but go back empty, that's not how you engage. How you engage is that if Chinese goods come here in ships that are full, we must be sending back ships to China filled with coffee and lobster.
Marcus Garvey Drive has been upgraded from 4 to 6 lanes. The $20.5 million US project was carried out by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, as part of the major infrastructure development program. National Security Minister Robert Montague says a total $160 million in fees from outstanding traffic tickets has been collected since the launch of the traffic ticket amnesty on August 2. Under the three-month amnesty, persons are able to pay outstanding tickets without penalties or additional fees. The amnesty affects tickets issued from September 1, 2010 to July 31, 2017.
I want to use this opportunity to urge all members of the public who believe they may have an outstanding ticket to make that call before the new Road Traffic Act comes in with harsher penalties.
Minister Montague was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The revised Road Traffic Act was tabled in July and is to be enacted by the end of the amnesty period. Motorists may pay outstanding traffic tickets online using Tax Administration Jamaica's website, jamaicatax.gov.jm, or at any tax office islandwide. For more information on the traffic ticket amnesty, call 948-0406 or 948-0411. The amnesty ends Tuesday, October 31. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the process to procure scanning equipment for the ports will begin in another few weeks. Minister Shaw had announced in August that the government would be moving to acquire the state-of-the-art equipment in a bid to reduce cases of corruption and to enhance national security.
We intend to bring on board the latest technology in scanning that can identify everything down to a cockroach in the container. We must be able to do that because the technology actually exists.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce 16th Annual Customs Seminar held recently in Kingston. He adds that the government is exploring the option of funding the implementation of the scanning machines by allowing the providers to receive a share of the cost to scan each container. And gas exploration company Tullow Oil is set to conduct three-dimensional seismic surveys in search for oil and gas on Jamaica's south coast. Tullow Oil conducted two rounds of two-dimensional seismic surveys over the past 18 months. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says this marks the first time a gas exploration company will conduct a detailed search on the country's shores.
This development will no doubt send a signal to other prospective explorers that they should consider Jamaica. We believe that this will pave the way for the PCJ as they continue their drive to engage other capable explorers to take up Jamaica's 20 available blocks.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking at the opening ceremony of a three-day natural gas conference held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston on Wednesday. Tullow Oil is a leading independent oil exploration and production company headquartered in the United Kingdom. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.